Why it is an odd moment for AT&T to try to engulf Time Warner. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Battle lines are already being drawn in an emerging fight about whether AT&T should be able to merge with Time Warner to form a media production, distribution, and exhibition juggernaut. It's the biggest merger of the year so far, worth $85.4 billion. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is here. Dan, antitrust regulators will be judging this on what grounds?
Commonly expressed concern is that AT&T competitors, Comcast cable subscribers, for example, would have to pay more to access the NBA on TNT, or the new company could allow its customers to watch programming without it eating into their data plans. There are also concerns AT&T would mine lots of consumer data to better tailor advertising. Anna Faltin, who co-wrote the book Why Deals Fail, says in the months to come, the pressure is going to be on Time Warner and AT&T executives to communicate this really well.
Communication is about having a strong story. A strong story is built on strong rationale and good planning around how actually this will happen. And I think that strong story is something that they can sort of fall back on, you know, when inevitable backlashes will come.
Faltin says part of the trick here, David, is that you've got to convince the world that this deal creates better value for the customer, that it's more than just good for the merged company's bottom line.
And Dan, what about the timing of this deal? Is this the moment for this, given the general election?
It's a good question. Experts we talked to this weekend told us it's impossible to predict whether a Trump or Clinton administration would be tougher on this merger. Antitrust regulators are political appointees, so we don't know exactly who's going to be in place. But we do know Donald Trump, Tim Kaine, and Bernie Sanders have all expressed concern. It seems to be a safe bet that this potential deal is going to have as many twists as an episode of Game of Thrones.
Dan, thank you. History may offer a guide here when it comes to making stuff to watch and making sure you control who watches it. This was the insight of the Hollywood film mogul Adolph Zukor as he built what eventually became Paramount Pictures early last century. It's a process that had an AT&T plus Time Warner quality.
It's going to mirror what we're seeing right now. Zukor, Hungarian immigrant, starts off in the penny arcade business in 1903. He then expands. He thinks, wow, if people are coming in to watch these little things, what happens when the Nickelodeons start in 1905? He says, well, let me get some movie theaters. And he builds a bunch of them and then merges with Marcus Lowe to create a whole chain. And now he thought, well, if I'm in the exhibition business, why not get into the production business and make my own films for my own theaters? And so that's what he does.
That's Stephen Ross, a University of Southern California film industry historian. The antitrust battle emerging here with AT&T and Time Warner has, in some senses, been fought before. Regulators and then the U.S. Supreme Court broke up the system that Zukor built. It's the famous Paramount case of 1948. You can listen to a discussion of that in the first Marketplace podcast of the day if you're interested. In early trading today, the DAX index in Germany was up nearly 1%. The Paris key index, the CAC 40, was also up. Let's get more on that, because that was influencing the mood, it seems, on Wall Street, by turning to Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist at Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
The news is coming from Europe, I guess.
Yeah, well, European economic activity, at least in October, looks like it's picked up the best rate on the Purchasing Managers Index, which covers both manufacturing and services activity, hit 53.7 in the initial estimate, better than September, and the best reading of 2016.
So the people who do the ordering at factories in Europe are feeling upbeat. So how come everyone else is so nervous?
I think if you look at uncertainty, that's an issue looming over much of the world. There is an index, it's called the Global Economic Policy Uncertainty Index. It tracks 16 different countries, which altogether account for about 70% of global output, David. And the level of uncertainty, at least since Brexit, so since June, late June, has been higher than really any other period on record going back to 1997. So more uncertainty now than ever.
Yes, indeed. I mean, it's policy uncertainty, so I'm also thinking about the U.S. election. Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist at Payden & Riegel in L.A., thank you.
Thank you, David.
It is 2 weeks and a day to the general election, and the media buying for campaign advertising is cresting. Pity the other businesses trying to buy airtime. Gigi Duban reports.
If you're looking to buy TV advertising between now and Election Day, good luck. There aren't many spots available, and what's there costs a lot more than usual. Between mid-September and mid-October alone, 117,000 presidential ads aired on television.
In some places, and you know, you can imagine it's the hotly contested states and locales, prices have jumped as much as 100%.
Chris Dixon is chief technology officer with MD Complete Skincare, a small company in Cincinnati. His company buys a lot of TV ads, but because they're so expensive, it's focusing on other things. Come November 9th.
Buy, buy, buy.
Holding off is one strategy. Shifting to digital is another. Even there, there's competition from political campaigns. Ben Edelman teaches at Harvard Business School. If Facebook or Twitter aren't in the cards,
maybe it's more attractive to put ads on MySpace this year.
After all, Edelman says it still gets the message out there, and maybe without breaking the bank. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And there's news. Two online trading companies want to merge, TD Ameritrade and Scottrade, $4 billion. This defensive consolidation as people move from individual stock picking to buying whole stock indices. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.